proposed overhaul of the American immigration system, which lawmakers from both major U.S. parties contend has little chance of winning congressional approval, was announced Thursday by U.S. President Donald Trump. The proposal was described as fair, moderate, and legal, and President Trump says the proposal will make America safer and stronger.
Our proposal is pro-American, pro-immigrant, and pro-worker. It's just common sense. It will help all of our people, including millions of devoted immigrants, to achieve the American dream.
Developed by a team led by the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, the plan does not address the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA, for the so-called Dreamers, immigrants brought to the United States illegally as children. That makes it a non-starter for a number of legislators. One of the crown jewels of U.S. President Trump's real estate empire generated millions of dollars in revenue last year, reinforcing some questions over the president's businesses profiting from foreign and state government officials. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The reports are less specific than tax records, listing revenues rather than profits. The report shows revenue held steady last year at several of the president's major hotels and resorts. His hotel close to here at the White House generated nearly $41 million, up less than $500,000 from last year. Revenue at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida dropped by more than $2 million, while it was up about $1 million at his Doral Club in Miami. Experts say the Trump business has taken a hit from the president's policies and rhetoric, though the Trump organization says much of the business is just fine. Sagar Magani at the White House.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. An Eastern Europe-based cybercrime network that used a malicious